Hey, it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call, y'all. As usual, I am so excited to gather with each and every one of you all at 7 a.m. Eastern Time to just say thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. If you could see me right now, I got my hands up because that's what it is. Like the song just said, lifting up holy hands. Like I just declare and decree that when we lift our hands up, we declare that we are lifting up holy hands. We are lifting up our hands to our Heavenly Father. We are giving Him all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, because He is worthy. And so I don't know where you're at, where you're, if you're waking up, good morning. If you're on the road, be safe, but I need you to give God a hand clap of praise. Give God a hand clap of praise wherever you're at, because He is worthy. And we just thank God for allowing us to even have ears to hear this prayer call, allowing us to have limbs. Listen, the movement of our limbs, y'all. Listen, if y'all know my story, I do not take that for granted. Months ago, at the beginning of this year, wasn't able to walk, but I am today, and I thank God for that. Last year around this time, wasn't able to move my limbs. Let me tell you, I'm just so grateful and thankful that God is doing a new thing, not just within me, but within you too. Anytime that you have gotten up in this morning, down into this call, you are putting God as a priority in your life. So God is proud of y'all. I'm proud of y'all. But be proud of yourself too. Be proud of yourself too. And so happy November, you all. Happy November. A lot is going on this month. If you are in the US of A, you already know it's voting season. So I wouldn't be a good leader if I did not say go vote. Go vote. Make your vote count. Okay. And I want to check up on you all based on last week. We talked about how to get to the season of surprises or a season of unexpected blessings. I want to check and see if y'all are on the track. Are you even in your season of unexpected blessings? You can, if you have access to the chat, I want to know. But just to remind you of what we talked about last week, I'm gonna recap real quick. We talked about how the season of surrender, literally lifting up those hands up to God and saying, God, you got it from here and now on forevermore. You got it. So it takes a season of surrender to get to a season of unexpected blessings, but it also takes a season of obedience. My God, God has given us instructions and we haven't even taken the first step. And we're like, God, where's my unexpected blessing? But let me tell you, it takes a season of obedience. You have to move. You have to take the first step in the process. You have, look, first step, easy. Consult your Heavenly Father. Second, if you got the instructions and He's downloaded it in your spirit, do next. Or if you're still trying to figure out, God, what should I do next? Take the first step, my friend. So it takes a season of surrender and a season of obedience. Next, it takes a season of praying without ceasing, meaning like every time you waking up, wherever you go, there's a praise on your tongue. There's a prayer in your spirit. There's a God, I thank you for where I am now. And I thank you for where you're taking me. God, I thank you for where you brought me from. God, I thank you for waking me up. God, I thank you. Like, God, I thank you. It's really heavy on the thank yous. Really heavy on the thank you. So we want to say, God, I thank you for doing the most for me. God, I thank you for doing the most for me. And I'm staying right there because God gave me a scripture and I'm going to find it before we get off. But I'm going to put a pin in that before we get off. Yes. So let's get into it, y'all. This past weekend, I had the opportunity to really reflect on how good God has been in my life. I had the opportunity to really reflect on that. And also, it's a good thing. This is a coaching note, if you will. It's a good thing at the top of the month to really just like reflect. Like, God, thank you for bringing me to a new month. And ask God, like, or remind yourself where God has brought you from, even if it was rough, even if it was tough. Just thank God for you being here in this moment. He brought you to a new month. And I pray that he brings you to December. And I pray that he brings you to the new year in January. But you got to thank God for where you're at now. We do not take it for granted that God has brought us out from danger seen and unseen. He has covered us the entire month of October. So I sat down. I was just, you know, I don't really have to sit down, but as I'm walking through my house or wherever I'm going, I'm just always reflecting and thinking, right? Because it could be something I see in the street that triggers, oh God, I thank you. It could be that ambulance riding down the street. And I'm like, God, I thank you. I thank you for me. And I thank you for the person that's in the ambulance, because wherever, whatever's going on with them, I pray that you heal them. So anyways, was reflecting and I was like, God, there were so many negative thoughts that came up in October. Negative thoughts that came up and flooded my mind, and which brought me quickly to the scripture, which talks about how Paul defends his authority in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. If you have not read the whole scripture, I encourage you to read the entire scripture. But the verse that stood out the most was 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5. And it states, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. I'm going to say that last part again. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And so I want to read the commentary here in my study Bible because it is so, so fruitful. It's so, so fruitful. And so it says, Paul uses military terminology to describe this warfare against sin and Satan. God must be the commander in chief. Even our thoughts must be submitted to his control if we want to survive the spiritual warfare all around us. Spirit-empowered believers must capture every thought and yield it to Christ. Yield it to Christ. When exposed to ideas or opportunities that might lead to wrong desires or harmful beliefs, we have a choice. We can recognize the danger and turn away, or we can allow unhealthy thoughts to take us captive. We capture our fantasies and desires when we honestly admit them to the Lord and ask him to redirect our thinking. Ask God to give you, and this is a challenge for you all this week, ask God to give you the discernment. Keep your thoughts focused on his truth. I'm going to say that again. The challenge for you all this week is to ask God to give you the discernment to keep your thoughts focused on his truth. I don't know about you. I just share it with you. If there's anybody that's being flooded with those negative thoughts as you go on, literally as you executing on what God is sharing with you to do, as you are going throughout your work day and these all of a sudden a negative thought pop in your head, or so-and-so may have said this, so-and-so may say that, or they may think this, they may think that, which is causing you to hesitate on why you're not moving forward in like your career, your business, or just in life in general. And so if that's you, this is going to be crucial for you to take those negative thoughts captive. And so when the enemy, and that's when the enemy tries to play tricks with us, these tricks are old. They so old. And that's how we have to speak to the enemy, how we have to speak boldly and say, your tricks are old. Your tricks are old. And I take every negative thought that you're trying to share with me, I take it captive in the name of Jesus. And I'm focusing on what God is saying about me and to me. So point blank, period on that. And so what I wanted to share with you all today were just a couple of truths that you can dwell on while you are going throughout your work week. Some truths about what God is saying about you. Some truths focusing, it says focus on his truth. And so we're going to focus on God's truth about us. God's truth about us. And so, number one, we are God's workmanship, created for a purpose. Yeah, we are God's workmanship, created for a purpose. Or in other words, we are God's masterpieces. It states that in Ephesians 2:10. And it says, for we are God's masterpieces, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. That's Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10. And it reminds us that we are created intentionally. We are created intentionally. God created us. He knitted us in our mother's womb intentionally to walk out whatever instructions he has given us in this earthly realm. He has created us specifically for this thing. And the unique gifts and purposes are a part of his big plan. We are a part of God's plan, which is another truth. It's another truth. We are a part of God's plan. And I want you to continuously dwell on that. Next is, I want you to dwell on we are new creations in Christ. We are new creations in Christ. It states that in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new is here. I'm going to say that last part again. The old has gone. The new is here. Oftentimes when we are going throughout our career journeys, when we're going throughout life, business or whatever, we can oftentimes focus too much on the past. It's good to reflect on everything, but don't focus so much on the past, especially if it's just going to bring you down, especially if it's going to not push you forward or make you hesitant on going forward and taking those first few steps to get to where God is calling you to be. Okay. So the old has gone and the new is here. So when we accept Christ, our old nature is transformed. My God, yes. Transform us, giving us a new identity in him. And another truth I want us to focus on is that we are deeply loved by God. Like God, he wants to love on all of us. He wants to love up on you. So let him be your heavenly father and love on you. Love on you. And I know it's going to take us putting our guards down. It's going to take us being vulnerable. Listen, it's going to take that. But I know for a fact that we, as a people, we just need to let God be God and let him love on us. Let him literally love on us. Wrap his loving arms around us. Ask the Holy Spirit to comfort us during our times of struggle, during our times of despair, during the times where we can't see left from right. We don't know up from down, but we like, God, I need you. God, I need you. And let him love on you. Let him love on you. Oh my goodness, I wish I could find the scripture. Okay, that I was talking about early on during the prayer call. But I'm going to find, if you're on the text messaging list, I'm going to definitely send that to you today, because it talks about basically God showing up and showing out for us. God showing up and showing out for us and really wanting to show us compassion in the season that we are in. And so I know that was a really good scripture that, and I keep saying it was a good scripture. It was a good scripture, and I cannot remember it. Ooh, but I'm going to give it to y'all. I'm going to give it to y'all today if you're on the text messaging list. All right. So going on, the last truth I want to remind you of is we are victorious in Christ. We are victorious in Christ. And it says in Romans 8:37, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. In Christ, we have victory over sin, fear, and life struggles, making us conquerors in his power. Okay? So I hope that you hold those truths about us. And I'm going to remind you of the challenge this week is to ask God to give you the discernment to keep your thoughts focused on his truth and to take the negative thoughts captive in Jesus' name. Okay. All right, you all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, we don't take it for granted that we're here together to say thank you. Thank you for who you are, God. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you're doing in this very moment. And thank you for what you're going to do for us in the future, God. God, we thank you for orchestrating our work week. We thank you for going before us and setting the atmosphere in every room that we're going to step our foot in, every room that we may not even be in, but our name is in, every phone call, God, we thank you for just orchestrating. And we ask that you guide our tongues, God, on how to specifically state certain things that we're trying to express within our meetings that we have, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for dispatching your angels around every form of transportation that we may be taking, whether it be a train, a plane, a car, or whatever, God, that we thank you for dispatching your angels and protecting us on our journeys to and from work or to and from wherever destination we may be going, God. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your favor, God, throughout this entire our entire life's journey, God. We thank you for being in the midst, God. God, we thank you for showing up for us and being a heavenly father and showing us the compassion, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask that you give us the courage and the boldness to take every negative thought captive, Lord. Take every negative thought captive, Lord. Surrender it to you and say, no more, no more. But instead, I will focus on your truths about me. I will focus on your truths about me. The truth that we are victorious in Christ. The truth that we are your work, your masterpieces. The truth that we were created for a specific purpose. The truth that we are new creations in Christ. And the truth that you deeply love us. The truth that you deeply love us despite it all, despite what we have may have done, despite what we may carry now, God, we thank you for deeply loving on us. So God, I ask that you continue to protect our families, protect this nation, protect this world, God. And in Jesus' precious name, I pray, amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.